which is a from the today that all the countries from lands of Tobit when they took over. We then also spoke to the controller, the museum management controller, Mr. Masaki, who's been there for a number of years. Separately, we spoke to them to ask them what they knew about what was going on. And then also spoke to the G4S management team, led by a person called Tertius Tutoi. The senior was not there. So we spoke to them separately. What we were told by the GCS staff team was that they comprised about 200 officials from all over the country who were taking over the security aspect of Manga Home. In other words, the locking and unlocking of the cells, the movement of inmates, etc., that is under the staff team. The role of G4S in providing services, in other words, new medical care, the programs and the things that are rolling, was still with G4S, but they were consulting with one another. Security was the main aspect. So 200 odd officials of GCS are currently stationed there in the cell, in the prison cell, and conducting those operations. And as I said, we visited Broadway and the space called World. In addition to that, we also visited the kitchen, the medical facility, besides the meeting. The thing, and of course we asked, I tell you what the GCS staff had told us, and we wanted a confirmation as to one that safety was of primary concern of inmates. Subsequent to the takeover, the end given indication on their side as to what they called the problem. We were assured by them that the security situation is under control. From our view of it, it was under control. People were under lock and key, many senior officials all around the security team's time. While we were there, I might just add that somebody had climbed up the wall at Manga Home. To us that as the controller, 85, those were the reasons because she thought the shoes were more cold. We were there for two days, you know, but it was true. But I wrote someone Sophie's answer to us. He was quite open with us. In fact, his officials were open with us and she voiced. So, if I can, I'll leave it there with regard to Mangalore. Over the period from 2009, when there was an incident, there was hardly taking off, I believe, a medical doctor and a nurse. Part of that problem was caused by unhappy inmates wanting to be transferred. Now, we get many applications for transfer out of there for various reasons. And we can confirm that largely was a question of reclassification. What we also found out, in fact, I should say this, that what we were told was that because one of the shortage of staff at case management committee would came every Wednesday to Mangalore from Woodland, is that inmates who were eligible for consideration for parole soon and their classification would change would be spoken, would be interviewed by the CMC, but their transfer would be delayed. Because of overcrowding, arranging to another center to create space there. And it arose a suspicion in my mind, and I put it to them, that it's one of the problems that because you need 2,298 inmates in your center all the time, that it could be caused by, I don't know what the reasons are, but you're going to ask this question, that if you transfer up, you're waiting for guys literally at the gate to come in. We put it to them, and of course we're gonna ask no more questions with regard to examples which were cited to us, or not much specific examples, but the allegation, a verdict was made that so the CMC would interview, would say you're a medium, not in W words. But the classification on the piece of paper but still maximum because they held their head. And when they were transferred eventually, sometimes of 6 months, a year, whatever, and we need to put up a record to open up, give you a sense of what we are, was that when they get transferred eventually, they put, as I said to them, so you put the chunk on that they need them when they go on the same day. But the human is thinking, but I think it's that fine. One of the problems that I said, get my team for making black background and little suspicion that there was in my own mind, subject to that at this stage. But we got to all these people back because of this, the numbers that she put in terms of the contract. We do have to follow that up. I'm going to finish up. By addressing the other aspect now. We are basic core minimum rights, 1 hour exercise every day. 3 meals a day. At the designated times and hours, in terms of the question for the staff. Communication with families, including visits, medical calls, and all the rest. Programs, guys who, inmates who were writing examinations, including these ABA level 4, which was those external examinations. We wanted those kind of, we wanted an understanding of what was going on. In other words, despite the situation that existed, we also said, tell us what the current situation is and what are your incremental plans, sort of structural interviews, kind of things, tell us how are you going to ameliorate and get this position better. It was admitted to us by the CS staff that the new time did not comply to it. And it's fine, we accept it at this stage from a safety. When are you going to get it right? And sufficient to say general security from when you will come right. And we encourage them to, of course, meet with G4S management and discuss the situation on a day-to-day basis. When we discuss with G4S, same question we put to them with regard to what is up and what was continuing, because that's their function in which to provide their services. They told us that inmates were still, and DCS had indicated to us, that they still had access to medical treatment. Everybody had access to medical treatment. our view is that when we saw a nurse walking around, and the hospital also got that kind of access to medical treatment, we were concerned that was one of the concerns. The doctor did admit to us that mean time did not follow strictly the time period as the act had issued. But they were trying to get back, and they said we'd want kind of report as to either possible to give the meal, we have the protection at the right time to be doing it. And we accepted this stage or not without saying, well, we'll ask those questions, we haven't seen them before, that kind of thing. But when we spoke to G4S with regard to COVID, with the general thing,
we're not having any of it. You know, we don't want the lead that. There's really three questions we want you to answer. In the media report, they talk about adults, they talk about patients. We just want you to indicate to us, one, what the evidence of a talk, what the evidence of a patient. If there was, in terms of a talk, what is reasonable action, or what is undue force or abuse. In the case of injection, was it basically acceptable or was it violent? Really, those are the only things we want. We don't want the teacher. And the same view was the judge. Was it reasonable or not reasonable? And if you're going to go through the investigation, you can do that. Because we then get us a sense that officials are abusing or officials are being corrected. The details we're not really interested in. In those two, it should be just a very high level kind of initial violence.
Well, thank you very much for that, Chairperson. Yes, with regard to the allegations of antipsychotic drugs and torture and assault, we spoke to one woman at Hoodland who indicated he was a victim. We did interview him. He indicated that 2005 he was injected. We then went to the hospital section and he had given us one or two other names. But importantly, I think, to answer your question, but we went to the hospital section. And the head of the hospital section was asked, did you guys inject people with antipsychotic drugs? The answer was yes. It was necessary in their professional opinion because we didn't make the indication for that kind of thing. And in a normal psychiatric situation in hospital, these things are permissible. That's what was told to us. We asked for the name list and they gave us a brief one. We asked for the doctor to give us the name of every inmate who was injected during that time. So on a formal level, those who were injected by the medical staff, they had admitted that they did use it and it was in their professional opinion necessary. With regard to inmates who might have, and which we'll have to test this with names of inmates, etc. I think that
satisfies
you with regard to that aspect.
Just a question, because you're talking to laymen here, and you're speaking antipsychotic and anti-whatever. In layman language, they were injected to cool them down, and they were admitted to them from the hospital, and the hospital section was saying it was necessary. So we can therefore assume that from the hospital they thought that these guys were too hyper and they gave it as a result of the unrest.
Not as a result of just unrest, but generally before. Prescribed by a psychiatrist. Not as a result of this incident, but before.
But were there any assaults in this incident? I mean, in this particular incident, were there any assaults and were those assaults reasonable to. Because remember, details and omissions, we apply reasonable force to control the situation, or sometimes they just abuse their power. In this case, was there any force used, and was it reasonable? That's the question we
ask. Thank you. There were no allegations that came to us or that we was given to us or we could find with regard to assault in this situation. Our investigation in medical meetings started from 3 days ago. The incident started when the information was received by the firearm was smoking detector and look at that specific product, it's from the 7th of October up to the day for fire of India and from East County. What happened in on the 7th of October after the search, you might have it in 7 rounds of hydrogen transition. And it also been identified by the search. Then all the searches, the other choice of media is there was huge numbers of photos of DVD players, clubs, everything like that. And from the 10th of October to the 31st of October, 1,040 rounds. To get across the country, it ran from Fairbanks to Goodwood, everywhere, basically. Now, the question is to ask Prima Papi if it is the same community as record, as well as interviews from some inmates. Indicated consultants like Sage Place on the 10th of the 8th of October, involving 37 inmates, due to actions by DST officials. We did not receive just a call report from the so we are sending you a few reports from this report. And the allegations of armed strike could not be substantiated. There was, however, an incident of unrest of inmates on the 22nd of October in Syria. This incident also formed part of our investigation. As was, as I said earlier, the problem that we had here is that there was more than 1,000 inmates in France, so it was very difficult for us to obtain statements from inmates in short periods of time, but we are working on that. As soon as our investigation is completed, we will finish the group.
All right, Minister, you have it if you have any questions. Consider the facility of this conference town, then concern. 37 inmates assaulted by ESP because they haven't been drove. Reasonable force. And the difficulty that you have is that some of the people who would be able to give evidence get transferred out. And I would see that's the same in Magaon. That's the same in Magaon. Members, there you have. Is there anybody that has any questions just on these two before we move on? Let's take Mangwenya and back, and then Makakuna and Devonet.
Thanks, Chairman. So, thank you for the presentation. And Chairman, it is clear that your report is not yet completed. But you thank for the briefing that was got right now. Kerosene, I wanted to check that at now, that center is accommodating how many inmates at the home? And how many staff that are working there? And also, I want to check the programs that they are having. What programs are they having? And the inmate that was inside in Mahao, how long sentence they have? Also, I want to check the issue of parole board as in Mahao, that today is parole board. I'm asking this question, Chair, because there's this issue of a classification of the inmate. That if they do have that program of classifying them, how are they doing it to know that Winnie now is on this program, now Winnie now is ready for the parole? How are they doing that program? Chair, the issue of transferring the inmate when there's a problem in the center, I think is a big challenge because you'll find that it's so difficult to get the information now because they've been transferred. I don't know how to solve this problem, but it's happening to each and every center. When there's this challenge of fighting, the appointment or the head of the center, the solution is to remove the inmate to another center. Then the imposition now is in effect. I don't know how to solve this, but we need to look at this problem. In terms of G46, G4F, saving for correction. I still have a problem of this security. I don't understand their duty well, and the programs that they have for the inmates in the center. So on this one, I think that the aim wants to go for oversight again in that sense. This issue of us waiting for the report from the inspection judge on the department, but not going to the center ourselves to go for oversight and see the problem. I think also need to be looked at. I don't know whether the time is against us, but I'm telling you also that we as the portfolio committee, we need to go to this center, Mangawo, again, and make an oversight on some of the things that is not out already because the report is not yet here. And what about the staff of that center? If for this problem we got a casting that is about 200, that how many staff are there? On this period of this accident of Mangawo, we have inmates that have been escaped. If no, it will be good, but if yes, there's a big challenge on that accident. In terms of the West Wing, I don't know how many times we go there at a West Wing. West Wing to me now looks like a location of image of a KZN. I think also the needs to go again for oversight. There's a lot of things that we have, even in the paper, that is attending in that sense, which is not a good for original thing. Last week we saw the research, which was good, when they got a lot of the things that is inside them. And I'm asking myself, if we've got many equipment that is wrong that is in the center, how often are they using their search? Or they call it, I forgot the name that they call it, when they go to search to the center. Because the way those and everything that is there, it was a big thing like this table. The thing can see and look down the way those and everything that is wrong was there. And then go to the choir, and then mama, and then I'm asking myself that, what is our official doing if the people that are doing these things in the land? So, my proposal is that the committee needs to go for oversight today, and also, I think we can see ourselves and have some questions, although we're not going to get a complete answer that we want if the real image has been removed to another center. We are no longer going to get the full information that we
the real information that you want is going to be lost. So I don't understand how I'm going to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mangwena. Very briefly and very specifically, the start in migration before the details take over and after the details take over, the profile of the nation is the same in terms of length of entrance and looking at those specifically. The pros, border, TLC, the effectiveness. Now, you can't ask those questions, but at least you must have a sense of how do you guys deal with the challenge of inmates or officials in transfer, and therefore you can't get that information. You then just stop it. And were there any escapes related to this incident? In terms of Durban, do you guys, let me tell you some of the stuff that members are saying you should be excluding. Have a sense of how often do they do their unannounced searches of cells. And I guess the second question of Devon is, while supposed to be in inmates, with the amount of cell phones and DVDs and bullets that are in there, are you guys even checking to see if it's collusion by officers? I can't see these things coming in unless there's warm bodies bringing them in. So those are the kind of things that members are saying. When you find a report, come to us. You must be able to answer those kind of questions. But let's start those preliminary, then we'll go over the thoracic question and Mahakula. Can you guys just be very specific, because otherwise time is going to get to us. If you don't answer us now, it's fine, but then they must be included in your final report.
Thank you, Chair. That's a little bit brief. No reported escape from some of the buses from Mongolia when the question of inmates being transferred subsequent to an incident is a problem, right? We accept it. What we do is we follow those inmates as far as we can. So, in fact, after he finished at Durban, for example, he went to Ebogweni, and we've got our staff taking statements on those people. We also, last one, on the transfer, we take that the provisions of the Act and the policy with regard to the transfer are complied with. So, in other words, we ask them, what was the reason for the transfer? Was the inmate allowed to contact his family? Was there medical assessment? So we put them in terms in that sense and say, give us that in each individual case. So the general answer that we had to transfer them for overcrowding or because of incident design and attack statement. But we do follow them by the typical process because they're all over the country. Then with regard to the functioning of the CMC and the CSPD, we were told that there is, I've already spoken about the CSC, that, not sufficiently staffed. With regard to the CSPD, there is one, I'm just going to give a confirmation, one CSPD, but of course, for Coldplay and for Magawa. They do have a backlog, we asked them about that. And the exact number, I don't know what the backlog is, it's got an inquiry. But they did tell us that there were 38 people seen by the CST from 10th of October. The profile of the type of inmate is that they are classified as maximum. Largely, but in generalized, by and large, they are licensed and double licensed and long, long sentences. That's the profile. I was just at this very quickly that when we spoke to Mr. Kolam, he said to the DCS official for a long time, said we've seen so many gangsters in one street that they're from all over the country and they're all high ranking. So like in a close proximity, this is what they said to us, many high ranking gangsters. That's what they told us. Starting, last question you asked. We asked that question, and I believe the answer was 1 to 64 in the normal sense, in the normal inmate to official ratio at Mangal prior to the incident, 1 to 64. I believe...
Okay.
I believe I'm not 100% sure that the ratio, the maximum IG should be 1 to 3, but 1 to 64 is my goal. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. G4X has told us they provide various types of programs before the incident. So programs range from religious care to vocational training, woodworking and metalworking and printing and all of those kind of things. We did confirm in general and on previous inspections that they have programs. When this program is tested again, efficiently provided to inmates to rehabilitate them and ready them for parole, this is part of something we will look at more closely. Thank you.
About the Guardian City, we did not want to search all the resources that are already in the area, but according to the Business Journal that we copy of this, what that is, indicated that the cells were not searched or not at all. And either was it very first researching, of course, they then indicated that they got anything before the big search of power. They could only think when all these cells were somehow to come out. So they couldn't form part of our investigation. And in regarding the contraband, well, we all know the main way that contraband comes into and that will also form part of our report. It might say that the regional commissioner has indicated that they are already, I don't know how many officials that are suspended because of their involvement.
Mr. Mack?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With regard to waste metal, I just want to know those major thoughts were the doctors, or thoughts and officials? And Mount Kahu, you know, I'm not familiar with this code which people use, G something, maybe they will ask the same question. I just want to know, you say that the data that 200 GTA officials were deployed at 10 and took over the responsible for security. What happened to the capacity of these 4 kids? Were they there, you know, as part of the, what you call a safety? And those injections, did you determine whether those injections were executed in terms of protocol, their medical protocol? And if so, did you pursue the protocol to convince yourself that it is in terms of protocol? Because they are justified under the defense of necessity in the circumstances. And how many inmates were so injected? How many of them? And was it some of them mentally disturbed, or was it just because of their, what you call it, not violent behavior, there's an odd type of word they use, but because of their behavior? Thank you, Kevin.
Question of the injection to Mr. Sosa's answer very quickly. With regard to G4S, the domestic company, the UK company, called G4S, but you can use Mungo and G4S interchangeably. They had told us of a staff of 400 and something. They had just about 300, I was just looking at my notes very quickly, the list about 300, but they were next with around 100 officials still there. Not in the prison itself, but administratively. So that's the capacity at the stage.
So the
mystery
answers were
under there? That's what we were told, more or less the figures. Yeah, in fact, let me just rectify that, look at my notes. They say they have a general staff of plus minus 500, of which 350 were dismissed, and they're in the process of having them certified as a re-employee, or they're going to look for research fund. But the current quantity of which was my notes you said, plus minus 500, 330 this month. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
the next one, regarding the injection we did offer the third quarter writing from C4A, but we were informed that there could not be anything that they have gone through officially good collection certification, and it seems we will work hard in the process of writing the collection of the data platform as well as all the other platforms that are in there. And then regarding the association waiver, unfortunately the invoice was drawn with very far, and I don't think documents were open, so I definitely didn't get down to form it. The information that we got was 37 that we guided from the injury assessment. I didn't even have time to write all the treatments and the injury related, so we had to go and look for the physical medical report in the center. It has a, when we got to the internal medical guidance, I didn't have to be able to see the own report case of treatment or any process.
All that would be from. I'm going to give it to Mr. Margaret. A number of the questions have been asked, and the only one question that is remaining in the we've been joined to one of the official was the rate in the center. Is that true or false?
But the question is from the Buddha. We have no knowledge of that. We have not received information, nor was it brought to us. Not from an IGC, not from the IGC.
Alright, no, that's fine. So, your report, when you eventually serve the letters coming, it's going to answer that question. If you have been true to that, and all the other citizens and members have raised, I think more than just the factual findings, we must have some recommendations. For instance, you talk about it's almost unheard of that so many gangsters are in one city. At the same time, you say to us that we then expose only one position to 64 of that nature of people. So, in your recommendation, you will be able to, or within the report, you want to get some sort of recommendations, because as much as we must look at the humane behavior, humane intention, of inmates, we also need to say to DCS or to C4S or anybody that you can't have one person looking after 64 of the most dangerous individuals who are lifeless, who have got nothing to do. So, we want factual reports, not recommendations that we would then discuss amongst ourselves. Alright, that's the view of the. Was there something else in Dalsam? Okay, so you guys were talking about Dalsam as well.
I would love to support Honorable Member Gwynne's suggestion to have an appreciation at the committee, some of the members, maybe not all of the members, to put it that they have an appreciation there.
So the very briefly of the time, if you are in a position to do so, if you're not, fine.
With regards to Dunstanning, our professional Shlava is there today. We have very little to say besides confirm that there was a death of an inmate as a result of alleged gang crime, but he started his investigation today, so premature to say anything now.
Thanks for that. This Parliament now has a sense officially of what you guys agree and and the department, thank you very much for that. It is 25 past 11. Can we then afford, if you want to go through the report, if not, members can get into the details of the report, you know, this is really up to us. The report has been given to us, maybe we'll allow you just to give a very broad overview if you want to, otherwise we'll get straight into the meeting, then you'll have to ask, but it'll be up to you, but let's get Mangwenya's point.
Thank you, Captain. I don't know whether I'm out of order, but you call me to order. Captain, I think it's very important for this committee to know the feedback terms of the offices that we're working around, that is it just office in there? Are you settled now? Are you satisfied about it? Even if it's not important, but I think it's very important because we're best in truth working around all the offices of the sector. Thank you.
Your presentation is going to give us a sense of the changes that have taken place in your living conditions. But can you give us your report generally? You have different questions. But I'm thinking of the office accommodation. Okay. All right. So, apart, we will allow members to take a few, one, two, others will get straight into the questions. But let's allow you a few minutes just to give us a brief overview and your take on that.
Honourable Chairperson, and member of the Personal Committee, thanks for the opportunity to just briefly give an overview of our quarterly report from June to September 2013. What I would do is that I would, in terms of all of us, we'll include a report to see that we as the physician secretary for three programs. I will deal briefly on program one and program three. Mr. Rada has been giving a brief summary of program two. I will go very brief, but I have been advised that I need to be very brief on this matter. If you check under program one, you will see that our first objective is to be mentioned in the second. And then it's been important that we did finalize our annual report for 2012-2013, and it's also presented there is to the portfolio committee. We have also concluded the process of the performance of staff members for the previous financial year 2012-2013 from HR that has been waiting for TCS to give us a go-ahead in terms of the appraisal of the staff members. I'll go to the objective number two under the same program one, which is human resource and development. Currently, in terms of the approved and funded tools, we've got 45. From the 45, one is vacant, which we did advertise the post, and we have also interviewed the candidates, and we have a successful candidate to whom we are building the action. That's the post for the assistant regional manager in the George office. I need to bring to the attention of the committee that we've got 38 fixed-term contracts, which during the period were identified as a list of need and so forth. If we go to objective three, which is financial management, it's been reported also in our quarterly report that we have allocated that over 31 million, and to whereas we have estimated that we'll be using that over 45 million. On the 19th of June 2013, we have made a submission to the Department of Correction Services in regard to our budget surplus and shortfall. We have not yet received a response in that regard. In terms of our IT needs, we do receive assistance at the head office from SICA, and in terms of the regional offices, the Department of Correction Services are assisting us in regard to that. Responding to the questions coming from the Honourable Convener in regard to the regional offices, the Bloemfontein office, we have already used four offices around them. We have identified one office which is suitable for us. In that office, that there are also some other government departments in that office as well. The Dublin office, it was advertised in the newspaper, supposedly it was the 4th of November, in regard to waiting for Kenya. There are a challenge in regards to the George office. We have just extended the 6 months visa to the George office, so we are still waiting for the Department of Public Works to assist in that regard. That's like basically in regards to program one. If we go to program three, in terms of community oversight and stakeholder engagement, I will be very brief. As of the 2nd of September, in regards to our post assumption for independent consultant visitors, we were standing at 94%. Our target basically is 95%, So we are still working on that. In regards to the ICCD in their support, they have conducted 141 performance orders. The outcome of that is that some of the ICCD trains were working for consultation diseases, same like cancer. There was one verbal notice, one final arrest notice, three suspensions, and five terminations. In regards to what ICCDs are doing in the center, they have conducted another pure for reporting 93,874 interviews. They have monitored 365 and 36,674 of the complaints they dealt with, one registered in that register at 365. They dealt with 27,041 private consultations, and at the fiscal committee level, they dealt with 404 complaints. Among that, there has been an improvement under the current under reporting in regard to stakeholder participation in our meetings. And in the report, we are commending the Liga Negra South Africa in terms of their regular presence among others. And then I will end it in terms of code concrete, and I will allow Mr. Nala to give a brief overview of the report. Thank
you. Here's the reporting program today. And they have an issue which has been very in our meetings with the portfolio commission. That is the pickup of chicks. Now, what happened? The minister, Mr. Masondo, and myself had a discussion. Though it was informal, but it has been materialized in some substantial. We spoke and told the minister that GCS is not providing sufficient funds which we ask for in our budget. We budgeted for 5 million, I think, and they gave us 27.
Clarity, dissatisfaction, disagreement. Remember, we instead of meeting their quarterly performance, both as an institution and financial and otherwise. Members that have the report will allow members to ask questions and fix for their field or at least give a question. One way, yes. Let's take Mangwena, Valito, Paulo, Maxwell will be next, and then other brothers if there's anything by the time we get to you. Mangwena.
Thank you for the presentation of the report. Chairperson, the report shows that the inspector in charge and the department, they are not communicating. Now, my question to you, how often is the inspector that sitting with the office of the commissioner to check what is in the report? Got a lot of questions in terms of the department and the public works, correctional and public works. The report is having a lot of issues that need to be asked to the department. In terms of the center that doesn't have water, I can't ask them, but the report tells us that some of the centers, most excavated, they don't have water. How long has that in crisis have they been in terms of the toilets that are not flushing? In terms of waiting for the public works to fix some of the kitchen and some tents and all that. And I believe Chairperson at the end will talk about this thing only when you go to overnight. To fix a tap, to wait for plastic waste. Meanwhile, we do get inmates that they can be paid to do those work and the breaking of the windows. So the report kept us saying that we have many questions in terms of the inspection test. The more questions that we needed to ask here is the questions that we needed to ask the department. In some of the combination that the inspection that has been put on, you'll find that the report is telling you that they are waiting for the department to respond. There's no report. There's no reply. So that's why I'm asking this question, that how often are they meeting with the department? Thank you.
All right. Communication between the two entities and what are you doing as chief in terms of the ongoing crisis? Because the lack of ECW comes to the party. We can't continuously say the inhumane tension is because ECW is not coming to the party and it's a tremendous amount to do anything. I think those are the questions that Mabel has asked.
Yes, to Parliament for sort of committee in this thing says that. Now, what happens to the reporting committee when we are sort of incomplete is for the DDF to act in favor of the got the support was attended to represent the area. We did an election. This is what we've done. But we, this is as far as we can go. We cannot go beyond between the TDS, which can then, after receiving the report, because they are also giving the report, after receiving the report, then we must go back. And if we go to the center where we say that we have, or send that and not respond, and find that why there is no response. I think it's not for us. Our duty is virtually complete when we actually pinpoint a shortcoming in the city. And we said, this is what is happening, it needs to be corrected. And then, this process, that is why a meeting between us and the DPS. But I think this meeting on Friday is going to be the beginning. In future, we also follow up and ask the specialist of the CEO tell us what they are doing about our report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is on page 14, the Douglas Center. The relationship of the center with the pharmacy. What I need to check here is that what about those who are positive and what about the team? Does it mean because of the relationship there is a shortage of medicine? Or does this mean because of the relationship people are not going to get, I don't understand the relationship. Because to me it's a question of the pharmacy that is to issue the medication. Whether he or she might the center, get a center, but to me here is about delivering a service delivery. Because the medication is not his medication. He must issue it for the patient. So it's not clear. I want clarity on that. And the doctor clarified the pages. I also wanted to get back on the Guru Center, the unnatural death. So mentioning that the inspecting that center goes this far, it's already answered my questions that I wanted to ask, because it will not help. I push to a wall that I don't need to push. So if to get clarity from DTS, because there's a lot of unnatural death in Goodwood. So I need to know what is happening in Goodwood, and I can't ask the investigator, or can't expect that the investigator is the one to give me clarity or all that I need to know. It's the department that needs to answer the unnatural death in Goodwood. And secondly, let me pause there.
Thank you. Regarding the relationship in regarding the relationship, what we actually meant there in Douglas is because the center is very far from other correctional centers. They have a good relationship with the local pharmacy in town because of some payment issues. And that is why the local community is reluctant to supply the tainted with their things that is.
Now the question is, because of that poor relationship, are the inmates that are not getting their ARVs on time or not getting their CV cabinets on time? That's the question we are asking. Is that happening because of the poor relationship?
And it's very good example for that. It's more money than anything.
Goodwood, why are there so many unnatural deaths in Goodwood? You might not know why, but you must get the sense and say to us, you think this stuff must be fixed up, because according to members, there seems to be a focus of unnatural deaths in Goodwood, and as the oversight committee, can you elaborate on that?
Thank you, Chair. I think sometimes we're talking generally at Goodwood, unnatural deaths, more effective in the report.
Yes.
Yeah. The question of the cause of death, there are most often the reports that are out there, so just to remind you of the process that is classified as unnatural in the report, not just by the most of them. I go through Goodwood matches on page 57. You will notice, for example, the cause of the death, unsettled cause of the post-mortem report will be unavailable. So we will reflect in, and I'm now referring to my colleague here, at number 10 on page 50. You'll see we've reported that demand carrying unsettled death when a medical official was called. She found the image on the bed, there's no pulse. Those are the circumstances, shortness of breath, etc. Now, the final determination of the actual cause and circumstances giving rise to it, of course, always the best evidence is the post-mortem report as to cause. Once, of course, we see that, we look at, of course, our own statements and disease statements in regard to how long it took for the medical officials to come in, what was the nature of the medical treatment. But so far as finality of any death, and in particular Goodwood Manifest, but also the other one that you probably looked at on page 56 at number 16, and then on page 57 at number 18, you will notice that all of them, from our policy, those that I've mentioned, citing of the unnatural existence for want of a post-mortem report. I don't want to be presumptuous and say that it's more than likely that the medical cause of death will be natural. The question of adequacy of treatment is definitely the evidence, but just a general answer with regard to what you say now, but I've answered your question very specifically. I'm happy to answer.
We'll ask the department, but I think the point that my minister is asking, because he's supposed to have soldiers on the ground, but, you know, do you have a system where you're able to proactively pick up that, the sender? There are many kinds of systems, for instance, or in that sender, it's a lack of management in terms of how these guys do that, because you report after the fact that as we have today. But I think going forward, you need to be able to say, by now, we are able to pick up sense that here, gangsterism, that is going to be a problem there, is the relationship between service providers of Medicaid. I think that probably is going to be the kind of thing, because this is a quarter too late for you, for us to be able to go back. But at least we think that going forward, a while before the court is report, you should be able to say, our position is that things are getting out of hand in Goodwood. I mean, that would be the question. Are things getting out of hand in Goodwood if there is all of that in this court? So many unnatural deaths. I'm not sure if you want to follow up, and then after that, Advocate Magdalene Salvo.
Gentlemen, one thing that I also want to ask, that is not too bad. The things of the time is going down. And where is the situation? You will not know the center when you do not know the area. I know the area, that's why I know where the center is. And to know the car that is bent down, at the back, the kitchen side, down. And there are wires that are alive. And I made my own underground investigation there. DCF wants to put up a new wire which will cost a half of a new building of the ground. And the flavor is because it will be a very wasteful expense. The ICCD of stream of drinking water, because even we didn't get oil for the full week. And the information I got from my exposure is that they are going to be taken to Abidjan, because there is no other space in Syria. Do we have the ICCD there to say, when I visit that center, I never get something there on the ground. And when we were in George, there was a box from, what is that gentleman in church that was saying that he is the one who traveled to bring him. And I just didn't want to tell him that it's not true, because I was in prison for the very same week. But he couldn't tell us in church that there is an ICC, because that box was waiting for a very long time. And Springbok, small as it is, it is a very little hot spot. Do you know about this development? And that's why I'm also asking about the suddenly unnatural death. Because we were there all the time. And there was no indication of such. Where does it come from? That's why I'm asking.
Yes, my colleague already addressed the issues which I intended to ask, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm nowadays much more sympathetic to the department, as an experience, as soul, in the conditions from which they actually have to operate in the different regions. And especially with the treatment of the head of this judicial sector, the much honorable judge, how he is treated in the circumstances. And I think I dealt with especially with the shortcomings of the department in the annual report for the key paper before we dealt with a couple of issues. However, I just want to ask as to this position, the system region of the indoors. It is one of those positions which is temporary, or contract, or the permanent one, and when does it become vacant, and is there a regional manager for it? But another point, if you go through the quarterly report, then there are several remarks, because what is outstanding. To send you our remarks or reports or queries. What is the relationship? I think my colleague, when he asked a couple of questions, I went out before the latest call. I couldn't wait to listen to the full question, but if it was not answered, I just want to know, how is the interaction after the previous bad experience we had in the house? How is the relationship? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
then also just to indicate that I think this year has taught us that the role of the second judge is very important, but I think that there's a gap that needs to be filled, otherwise it really has become a nice to have. Because you do so much, and that we have been talking, of course, as you know yourself, about strengthening of office. It's not going to happen in our lifetime, I don't think so. But I said our lifetime, this term of office. But we're going to have to, in our handover report, zoom in on the fact that there has to be some new relationship between yourself and ECA. There has to be. Unless we want to lament on these things again. So, I guess from our side, we're going to send out a report to the fixing that. We will also call you at some point to read our handover report from your own observations. We'll do that before we arrive. The most we can do right now is to continue to raise this matter that we're going to continue to see. Let's find out exactly who understands what the role should be. So do that. So if you can answer on the Springbok, answer on the torch, make your closing remarks. There we say that we will not see you again until 2040. Or after this will be our last real connection until 2040. I'm face to face. We're going to do it in 2014. So let's allow you to answer those two questions and then you'll have the session, and I don't think there's anything more from our side. And then we hope we
thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, in terms of Springbok, we have the principle of the ICD called salary. But at present now, I'm not able to give you a forecast of what is happening there. But I'm probably going to put something in the opinion if I put it for the right category. In regards to the question asked by the Honourable Mayor, in terms of George, we can only have now somebody that is working there, that is actually appointed in the name of Nala Magato, an assistant digital manager. We had somebody there called in the name of Al-Albert who resigned 3 months ago. So we have quickly advertised the post. In the meantime, I kind of oversee the offer of the person and look on there one is now and then. The original major position there is the one which is things that can be not fund. It's one of the among those other posts that we are looking for funds coming to pass. Okay.
There is one matter which probably I should have mentioned. We engaged with the Department of Justice with regard to the extradition of people from Ghana. As you all know, there was that matter of office in the Ghana. Now, that matter has not been resolved, of course. This gentleman keeps on appealing, and he assumes is that he is not mentally okay, he is sick. And if he is brought here, as I did, he may not get the adequate and proper treatment. So the position at this stage is that the lower courts have all granted us the extradition, which has been applied for by the Department of Justice. And he has now appealed to the Supreme Court of Britain. I think this has to go as far as he is appealing or as far as the International Court of Justice. There are other three methods which are currently being handled by this one of them is the son of the rest of here. and the Islamic faith, and then he did not follow the tenets of the faith, conditions were then that country was Islam. The others just learned to England, there are one is dark, and the other one is fraud. So we are Hindus in this matter. I was supposed to think of that one Hindu on the very first. But there was also a very important professor of Uganda who came here. Made a survey of the journey of truth, because we recommended that these people, in the presence of the community in Johannesburg, that these people, when they come back, they can be looked after properly in the journey of truth. It does not disagree with us, but he complains about overcrowding in their prison. That is the biggest prison in the country. To overcrowding. These people will take something from the other. They have contact with the local inmates. Well, let the language come in. But what will you deal with those issues? Because of the response by the professor, who has submitted a very detailed report, and whoever was supposed to respond to it, they postponed it until January, next year, when we will be expected to gather ourselves. In response to the professor's report. And what the professor has done is, apart from giving the report itself, he has also arrived at certain points, and he wants us to answer those questions as to the appropriateness of the Johannesburg. And also wants to know about the duration of the time and how long the duration of the time and all those things. Now, I've told the staff here, I said that those questions we can't really ask. We do not know how ready how much justice will be when we pick that up. Whether we'll be ready to speed up immediately, or whether we'll remain in custody because they are too important. So, there are other issues. Some of them we really can't decide what is happening. All we can do is to say that this country has for reasons. We can't have laws which protect people who are incarcerated. Beyond that, there's nothing we can do. And the regular discussion with the GDS officer in the mission is very good. This thing is that we have no right to say that these people are social and structural. Because it is the reality of the side where people are sitting. So they decide where they stay the best. Not to ask where or such. But maybe then I thought I'd mention this issue just to give you an indication that we are dealing with things like this. Since we can't help it yet, that is of duality this year in the food, white collar job, white collar killer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lucas Fablala, to your team. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. We meet again on Tuesday morning, later, which will finalize, I think, 2 or 3 minutes before that we go to the house. Thank you very much, and until next year, have a good time. Bye.